الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. Among some of the verses that we have read, of course, as you know, we read Surah Al-A'raf. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah SWT talks about multiple things. Among the things, He talks about Jannah, He talks about Jahannam, and He talks about a place in between Jannah and Jahannam. Regarding the people of Jannah, they will be asked from the people of fire, from the people of Jahannam, that is it true that whatever was promised by Allah, in as far as your outcome is concerned, what do you say? And the people of Jannah will say, أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّنَا حَقًا قَالُوا نَعَمْ فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. As far as the people of Jannah will say, absolutely, whatever Allah has promised us, that's exactly what we got. And when the people of Jannah will talk to the people of Jahannam, they'll say, what happened to you? And they'll say, أَنَا فِيَضُ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاء. And as far as we are concerned, in other words, we too got what we had been promised. Boiling water, pus being shoved down our throat, standing on thorns in within our skins, in our skin they will be like receptors, and in those receptors will have bits in them, so to speak, and those bits will catch on fire. That means one is you're getting burned from the outside, the other is you're getting burned in the inside of you. Like how you do barbecue, you have bits in the inside. There are things, receptors, that are also catching on fire, creating the inside to be burnt. You'll be burnt in and out. The one that goes in that place of hellfire, and may Allah protect us from that. So the people of Jannah and Jahannam will be talking, and the people of Jahannam will say, you know, we thought this was a joke. We really thought this was a joke. As the Imam read, in hadhihi al-hayatu dunya la'ibun wa lahw, that you are taking this world as nothing but a play and game. And that's how most of us live our life. We plan, we're going to get a pretty dress, we're going to get a nice house, we're going to get a nice car, we're just going to enjoy. Oh, why isn't your car dark blue? Why is it light blue? We get stuck in all these type of conversations. And on that day we'll realize, if only we focused on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to focus on, which is what? Focus on Allah, focus on the Prophet of Allah, focus on the Quran, focus on what is expected of you. So as far as Jannah and Jahannam is concerned, people of Jannah will say, yes, it turned out to be exactly as stated. The people of Jahannam will say, exactly as it was stated. Then وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٍ, in between these two things, as he read, there is a boundary between the both. And this group of people, they will, on that day, they will say, I wish I did one thing more good, so I could have been in Jannah. And when they look at Jahannam, they'll say, Allah, we thank you that we did one less sin, so today we are not over there. And my brothers and sisters, we don't know where we are right now. And we all could be very well, inshallah, we are in the aspect of Jannah, but we could also be in that middle part. And how do we break that 50% mark and make it 51%, 100% right? In other words, 51% takes you into Jannah. To me, that is 100%, because Jannah is really a very, very challenging place to get. You know, as far as the world is concerned, it's very easy to attain. Jahannam is concerned, it's very easy to attain. But Jannah is very hard work. And to get to it, it sounds very simple. We have to observe what we look at, who we talk to, how we talk, what we do, our dealings, our interactions, regardless of who it is with. We have to be very, very observant of that. And by being observant of that and fulfilling what is right, Jannah becomes at that point something to be established for us. The Quran says also, Udu'u Rabbakum tadarru'u wa khufya. When you call your Allah, when you ask your Allah for favors, when you ask your Allah for forgiveness, when you ask your Allah for your needs, then Rabbakum tadarru'u wa khufya. Do so with humility. Do so with love. Do so in secrecy. Do not do it in a way that will show your greatness as if you are Allah and Allah is your servant. That is why many of the ulama, for example, and you'll also notice the shaykh here, when he makes a dua, he doesn't make it very, very loud. In fact, some would even make it softer than him. And by the way, both are correct. If you ask him why he makes it loud, a little loud, there's a reason. The reason should be very simple: to teach others how to make dua. The reason why you make dua a little loud and not very loud is because the one that makes it as loud as he does is for a different purpose. That, oh Allah, my intention is to teach others how to make dua. So when you go home in your privacy, that's exactly what you do. The words that he would try to use, and you will add on to that, etc. There's another group that says, Udu'u Rabbakum tadarru'a khufya, means do not make any sound at all. That means they just pick up their hand or whatever it is, and they make the dua and they complete it. Why do they do it that way? Because they are of the opinion that they don't need to interrupt your ibadah, and they are of the opinion that each one should make their own dua. So which one is right? Both are right. It depends on the intention of the imam. That is why sometimes you'll see when I'm here, there's not a single sound I make. I pick up my hand and I'm done. Because if you are coming regularly, then you should know enough by now that you should make your own dua, whatever that dua is, because dua actually is a communication between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very, very important, because we are communicating with everyone all the time. You know, you gotta be, you know, the worst part, not only we communicate now, we also look online to see when last that guy was online. Why isn't he answering, man? You know, I just sent you a message, that blue thing becomes green or whatever it becomes, and then we get impatient. Especially if you are a young man, am I right? See, he knows I'm right because he's a young man. But don't tell me why I'm right, I'm just joking. The point is, we all go through that phase. Now we have to open our communication with Allah. After I make dua, how do I feel? Do I feel different? Do I feel nice? Do I feel good? Do I feel like praying more? Do I feel like talking more to my Allah? And you know, you don't have to be always just making your hand like this. While you're driving, you can talk to your Allah. When you're about to sleep, you talk to your Allah. When you get up in the morning, you talk to your Allah. Before you go to the bathroom, you make a dua. Because you don't pick up your hand before you go to the bathroom, you make a dua. That, oh Allah, save me from all the impurities. After the adhan, you make a dua. Some dua, you don't pick up your hand. Like after the adhan, you don't pick up your hand. I mean, imagine if you're in Makkah or Medina, he just came from Makkah and Medina, our imam here. And imagine after the adhan, if a guy picks up his hand, he'll be bumping the guy in front of him. So there's a place to pick up your hand, and there's a place that you don't have to pick up your hand as well. And this is also part of sunnah of a beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, Udu'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. Ask your Allah with humility. Ask your Allah with love. Ask your Allah with affection. Ask your Allah with sincerity. And ask your Allah wa khufya. Of course, here it will mean in secret. If you're in a masjid, it's different, but in secrecy will mean in the middle of the morning, before you start your fast, you know, you show your family, it's not all about just eating. After you have your last morsel, after you drink, brush your teeth, sit down with the family, and show them how to make dua. If you don't have anyone there, go in your room, off the light, communicate with your Allah, and you'll be making amal on this, and inshallah, you'll see your duas will become a reality. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the one that trespasses. That means even in your dua, don't overdo it. Like some people, when they make the secret dua, quickly they're done. When they're in public, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and they do their performance, and then they start crying. And then they keep on looking to see, now when I'm crying, is the guy taking up money, is giving me money because I took his name in the dua? All that you don't do. You just keep it simple, keep it natural, and inshallah, by doing that, Allah will accept your du'as, because you are now doing things within the parameters of your deen. Of course, there are many other things that the Shaykh read. For example, regarding, he talked about Shu'ayb alayhi salam, talked about Salih alayhi salam, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, various prophets, they went through various things. You know, between yesterday and today, Naqatullah basically means the sign of Allah. And the people were told that a sign will come out, and when the sign comes out, you must know now that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took it as a joke. They saw this massive camel. This massive camel, it was so huge, when you consume water, what the other camel will consume in a day, this one camel will consume one time. One time it will come and bring it all up. There was a lady that was very nasty. And she didn't like this, because she had her own property and her own camel and her own everything. And she says, what's this? If this camel is going to drink up all the water one time, then what's going to happen to my animals? Allah is teaching us a lesson here. Don't be greedy. Allah has a sign for each one over here. When your dad gets sick, that's a sign. When your child goes through some challenge, it's a sign. When your wife doesn't put food on table on time, it's possibly a sign. It's a sign maybe you're not kind to her. Whatever it is, it's still a sign. Everyone goes through a sign in life. And what this means is when a sign comes to you, look at it as a sign to improve your iman. Not become arrogant regarding your situation. This lady became arrogant and she says, who's challenging me? And she chopped off the legs of that camel. Naqatullah means the camel of Allah. Can you imagine if you destroy what Allah loves? What does Allah love for you and I? He loves fasting. So help your children fast. Stay away from gossip. Allah loves that. You go towards it, you are breaking the sign and symbols of Allah. When Allah loves certain type of clothing and attire, wear it if you can. If you cannot wear it, no problem. But don't attack the one that is wearing it. Because when you do it, you are trying to break the sign of Allah. And when you break the sign and symbols of Allah, rest assured, you are going to degrade yourself, and hurt your family. So from this story, we learn very well that take pride in what Allah has given you and I. And by taking pride in what Allah has given, in the previous ayah we talked about, ادعوا ربكم تضرعوا خفيا. When you make your dua, Allah will inshallah accept it. We'll conclude. How does one make dua? And you notice also the brother when he makes dua, what does he say first? Generally you praise Allah, Alhamdulillah. Then you send salutations upon the Prophet of Allah. Thereafter, you thank Allah for the good things he has done for you. Then you ask Allah for forgiveness. You ask Allah, there's a certain sequence, of course not exactly this way from number 3 and 4, but you try that. You ask Allah for forgiveness. And in the back of your mind, you say, oh Allah, I'll help the poor. Because Allah loves people that are humble in nature. That's what humility means. And thereafter, you acknowledge to Allah your weakness. And thereafter, you make dua for loved ones. You make dua for your parents. You make dua for what Allah loves, the pious. And thereafter, again, you ask Allah for forgiveness. Thereafter, again, you send salutations to the Prophet. And thereafter, again, you praise Allah and you end up your dua thereafter. If this is what we use, inshallah, on a regular basis, rest assured in this blessed month, our duas will get accepted. May Allah SWT help us and guide us all times. I know it was a long day for all of you. May Allah SWT bless you for coming. Thank you for all the help you have given each one of us. And may Allah SWT accept our duas and bring us, inshallah, tomorrow morning here as well and tomorrow evening for our Tarawih Salah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.